Voters in Virginia will decide next week who will succeed Congressman Norman Sisitsky, a Democrat who died in March. The candidates are two state senators, Republican Randy Forbes and Democrat Louise Lucas. The election is being portrayed as a referendum on the Bush administration, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
There are lots of lawyers in Congress, quite a few business people, and a sprinkling of doctors and educators. There are no ship fitters, an omission that would end if Democrat Louise Lucas wins next Tuesday's special election in Virginia.
That crane right there is a crane that I worked on when I was at the Norfolk Navy Shipyard. And most of the work that I did was between Dry Dock 4 and Dry Dock 8.
Lucas entered the workforce as an apprentice at the Naval Shipyard in Portsmouth, the first African-American woman in the program. It's an experience she brings up often in her campaign, but she says race is not an issue.
I believe that the 4th Congressional District is far more progressed and far more sophisticated than to let something like that be an issue for them. I'm a person who have presented myself as a qualified legislator and as a qualified candidate to run for the 4th.
But Republicans charge Lucas has inserted race into the campaign with a flyer sent out to African-American voters charging the just-signed tax cut will provide no relief for poor minority families. The Lucas campaign quickly disassociated itself from the flyer sent out by the Democrats' National Campaign Committee. The death of Norman Sisitsky this spring gave the GOP an unexpected opportunity. In a district that narrowly went for George W. Bush in November, party leaders convinced State Senator Randy Forbes to drop his bid for lieutenant governor and run for the vacant seat instead. A conservative, Forbes says he's the right fit.
I think the real question is whether Senator Lucas is more liberal than this district. If you look at her voting record, I think that clearly is the case. I mean, I think when you look at issues like partial birth abortion, I think most Virginians differ with her on that. I think if you look at issues like the Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag, most Virginians in the 4th District disagree with her on that.
Forbes backed legislation that would mandate Virginia school students recite the Pledge of Allegiance every morning or face suspension. Lucas opposed the initial bill but voted for final passage when the suspension provision was removed. At a recent joint appearance before an overflow audience of mostly elderly voters, the two candidates sparred over health care issues and Social Security. Pointing to high gasoline prices, Lucas charged Forbes won't go along with an investigation of the oil companies.
When this issue came up, I took a shoebox full of data that did in fact reveal that oil companies are making as much as 54-55% profit. And I'm telling you that I think that that's grossly unfair to consumers.
Forbes counters the solution to energy problems is increased domestic production. He jabbed at Lucas's backing of targeted tax cuts.
I think oftentimes when we talk about taxes, we hear people come in here and say, I'm for cutting taxes, I'm for lowering taxes. It's just they can never find the tax they want to cut and they want to lower.
The importance of this race has been underscored by the high-profile surrogates who have come into campaign. Lucas has had House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt. Forbes has the Republican National Committee chairman Jim Gilmore, who just happens to be Virginia's governor and who pledged $500,000 of party funds. Forbes also hosted Vice President Cheney last week, who acknowledged that people may see the outcome of the race as a referendum on the Bush administration.
Well, I would hope if it is a referendum that it'll be an overwhelming victory for Randy Forbes. There may be efforts to try to interpret it that way. In a Congress that is this evenly divided, every race is important. But we think this race is special, partly because we have a candidate of very high caliber.
Anne Marie McCartan, a dean at Thomas Bland College in Hopewell, Virginia, says in all likelihood this election will be won by the candidate that does the best job of getting their voters to the polls.
It'll be about turnout because most people, as you know, the smaller the special election is or the fewer candidates, the less people that show up, it will be the party regulars.
Republicans would like very much to pick up this seat to give them some badly needed momentum going into the 2002 midterm elections in the wake of Senator James Jeffords' defection from the GOP. Both sides see the race as neck and neck. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Portsmouth, Virginia.